Entered by this Clint Locklear with a rant of a free trapper. And as I'm going back and forth to the farm and, you know, I'm listening to podcasts and stuff while I'm in the lure shed, I keep hearing all of this crap all the time about colonialism and slavery and America's built on slavery and white people and all this. And it's always white people in slavery. Now, if you don't look at history, and since our schools and colleges are nothing but daycare centers now, where education is pretty much not allowed, and it's pretty much just going to be propaganda, I can understand why people can come to this conclusion. Because if your kid's in school right now, I guarantee you he thinks the Founding Fathers were a bunch of racists. I guarantee you that's what he's being taught. Now, there's a couple reasons for this. One, liberals run the school system. And all of the crazy hippies, see, this goes back, everything is more connected than people want to think it is. When you go back and when we talked about the pendulum before of society, let me see where we are in history. It's 2017 minus 40 years equals 1977. So we're about somewhere around 1973 to 1979, somewhere in there probably. And you had all of the, oh my goodness, race riots like Ferguson and the crazy feminist where all men are just dirt bags and, you know, are just holding all the women down and all of this victimization going on in our culture just like it was during the same time. Isn't that amazing where we're at right now? But because of where we're at in our history today of the pendulum swing, we're hearing the same stuff we heard in the late 60s and the early 70s, which was all about racism and colonialism. And the reason other countries, normally little brown people, are having such a time is because they've been victims of colonialism or slaves to white European descendants. One of the main reasons that stuff like this happens is today we look at history from a very unique perspective. And it's what I would like to call the dumb Addis perspective. You can figure out what that second word means. Because when you look at history from today's perspective, with our liberal and modern society biases, and you're making judgment calls on something in the 11th century or 500 years ago, you're looking at it from a very perverted way. Because you're making judgment calls on what people did then to survive, and you have no idea. I mean, you gotta think, we have it so hard today. Poor people are fat, have a car, cell phones, video games. They have air conditioning and heating. That's a poor person today. So that's the perspective. You know, one, if you're, it's bad if you're a poor person, right? You're not going hungry, you need to go on a diet. But that's a poor person today. That's our perspective of what it is to be poor today. Now, if you really want to see what poor is, go down to Venezuela right now where they've already killed all of the animals in the zoos to try to figure out how to stay alive. Now, see, that's real poor. But here in our country, poor is overweight with a cell phone, video games, and you sleep in late watching your shows all day. Because Big Daddy Pimp Government is going to pay you just to breathe. But that's the view of modern society. Now, when you look back, I don't know, 1600s, 1400s, 1200s, and you try to have this perspective of today's society and what our judgments are today on them, that is just plain ignorant, is what that is. Because here's the deal. If you were to talk to all of these, and basically what they are is, if you hadn't noticed, diversity is not about diversity, it's about anti-white. Because if they were really worried about diversity, how come they're not bringing in any whites from South America? How come they're not bringing any whites in from Europe? Where or anything? It's always everything but white is diversity. Just a thought there in case you hadn't figured that one out yet. But the slavery and colonialism is always about right. And we're looking at things through this perspective. The slave owners in America had slaves. They were evil. How could that happen? And I'll be the first one to admit, one human being thinks they have a right to another human being's life. I think they need a bullet in the brain pan. That's from today's perspective. I don't understand that whatsoever. But I wasn't living 500 years ago. And what most of the morons that are professors in college don't understand either, or they refuse to, is that in the 1600s, 80%, that's like above 70 and below 90, but almost 100%, 80% of all the human beings in the entire world were either slaves or indentured servants. White people is a very small percentage of the world's population. Has always been. So that meant at that time period, you know, about the time the, you know, pilgrims start actually getting a hold over here, 80% of the whole world's population was a slave or an indentured servant. But we always want to blame the white Americans, don't we? It's always about the white Americans. Now, is this true to history? Because when you look up, even during the Civil War, only about 8% of Americans had slaves. But to me, being someone that believes in volunteerism the way that I do, it's that's still too high. But during that time period, think about how much better that was than the rest of the world. Excuse me while I kill a wasp real quick. Oh shoot, just pissed him off. That is a tough little son of a gun. Right? You might as well give it up. You're dead, dude. You just don't know what you're doing. Well, maybe not. Okay. So we actually had a better percentage than most parts of the world. Now, if you look back on history, everybody was a slave, right? Pretty much, 80%. Without the slaves, there wouldn't be the peasant armies to do the agriculture that people are so proud of. Wouldn't have built the cities. Wouldn't have built all that. Does that make it right? Absolutely not. But when we go back in the oldest written history in the world, who were the first slave owners in the world? Have you ever thought about that? Was it the founding fathers, you know, the nasty, just dirty little backwards southern hillbillies in the South? Is that who it was? No. Was it the people that were taking the other blacks out of Africa and putting them on slave ships that were actually European and not American? Thank you very much. No. It was the Egyptians. Where were the Egyptians? How do you think the pyramids got there? They were built by what? By slaves. By white American founding father slaves? Nope. We weren't even a gleam in the universe's eye at that time. The Egyptians were the first major that we know of slaveholding nation. That's Africa. It's also pretty much the Middle East. Ooh, that's a different way of looking at it, isn't it? So when we started getting into the slave thing, we had a smaller population that was actually doing it. And we were getting it from Africa, from Africans that were doing that to Africans. But somehow we're the evil ones. So to me, whenever someone wants to bring up slavery today, I'm always going to go, do you mean the original slave owners, the Africans? You want to see a liberal's head pop? You talking about the Middle Eastern Africans in Egypt that were slave owners? Oh yeah, and by the way, in the Middle East, they still have slave auctions with real life people being bought with money from other real life people today. And you want to talk about something 300 years away? Go pound sand, you piece of crap. Of course, I wouldn't really use that language because I don't want to use that language on this podcast, what I would say. Now, colonialism. If you, another way that you really want to get a liberal to lose its mind when it comes to talking about colonialism, and they bring that up, just go, hey, why are you even bringing that up to us? Or is it just because, like most things in the world today, we're just better at it than the Muslims were? Now, see, most liberals won't even know what you're talking about, because they're going to think of colonialism as when Europe and Belgium and all those countries went over and settled other places. Now, see, an interesting thing about when these other countries, the European countries, by the way, settled other nations, was there things that were bad? Absolutely. Was there oppression? Absolutely. But if you look at the birth rates of those countries, they went up during the occupation of Europe. Before that, their population was not going up. If you look at the history of India before England went over there, it was known that you would never touch an Indian because of the disease of India. For centuries, people from India were treated like leopards. That's how bad the situation was. After colonialism, it's not that way anymore. And their population went up after that. Just a little thought tickle for you about that. Do I think going into another country and just taking it over is the right way? No. But if we don't look at history through our modern day lens, that's how everybody got anything. That was the job. That's what people did. You had farmers that would feed the army, and the army went out and conquered lands and brought back the spoils. That's the way it was. Was it right or wrong? To them, it was just the way that it was. And for us to judge that is pretty crazy. Now, why do I say that the Muslims were the original colonialists? One, because they were. Which will take us even further back in history to the Crusades. Now, this is another thing at the daycare center of our modern high school and college education system that they won't tell anybody the truth, is the Crusades is projected in a way that is so far against what history actually was that you can see why people come up with these misconception in the guides of what the Crusades were. The Crusades was a retaliation from the colonialism of 400 years of the Muslims. All in the name of Muhammad. Let me say that one more time. The Crusades was a retaliation of 400 years of raping, pillaging, plundering, and putting all Europeans they could get their hands on into slavery. But I bet you weren't taught that in school, were you? Because of the revisionist history that we all think that we know something about. So the original colonialists in history were Muslims. They took over most of North Africa, Spain, most of Europe. The only country they really couldn't get a handle on, which tells you how bad France has came since this time, was France. But they snagged people out of there left and right for the slave trade. Most of Europe, in Northern Africa, which if you look at a map, it's like really close, was all under Muslim colonialism, or what they call a caliphate. but it's the same. And you can see this all through history. They had campaigns and campaigns where they took over large swaths of land and basically enslaved the people there and plundered and raped and did everything they could do to those people because they thought it was God's will. So the colonialism that people get on to us about, we learned from the Muslims. Because up until the Crusades, Europeans pretty much left everybody else alone. Because for 400 years, they were just trying not to become slaves themselves from the Muslims. Now, as normal with white Europeans, they let people abuse them for quite a while till they don't. Now, when they don't, they do something about it. Now, when the Muslims started coming into the Spain and all of Europe, the local kings and princes and all the little monks and everybody were going to the Pope because he was basically the god of Europe at the time. And was begging him to raise an army to run the Muslims out. It took 400 years. Think about that, 4 centuries before the white Europeans decided to run the Muslims out of their own country, and because of Jerusalem was a Christian city that the Muslims took over, they went to the Holy Land and they fought the Muslims there. It was all one big major cleansing to get the crazy Muslims out of everybody else's life. It was retaliation. But what does history tell us about the Crusades? Because we all heard Obama bring it up several times. It's just where Christians went across the ocean to plunder and kill Muslims. No, it wasn't. It was after 400 years of your wife getting raped, your crops getting stolen, your friend and your dad becoming slaves to Muslims, and your daughter being brought into the slave trade, which they still do today. They said we had enough. And we're going to take back the holy city of Jerusalem. And we're going to kick the rest of them out. But see, that's not the way history is. So as normal, it seems like that white people are Satan because of false history. Not because of the reality of anything. Now let me ask you a question. Who would you rather be a slave under? England? Belgium? France? Or the Muslims? Now, the way that they went about their normal lives back then was conquering land. But most of the time in European, it was just your neighbor. I mean, you were fighting all the time. That's just what it was. There wasn't a lot of resources, and especially during this time, during the Little Ice Age, it was a tough time just to be alive. So that's the way that people came up with how to survive. You just went and kept stealing each other's stuff back from the other one. Basically is what it was. So the reason I say that the white Europeans were better at colonialism than Muslims is because we did it on a grander scale and we kept control of it for a long time. But we learned it from the Muslims. We learned the slave trade from the Africans, where it still goes on today. But when you hear about slavery, it's not about what's going on today, is it? It's always about 300 years ago. Now, the biggest reason why that is, because you can go right now and buy slaves in Libya. You can buy a 7-year-old girl as a slave and do unspeakable things to her. For very little money, by the way. Some of them as low as $50 and $100. If she's still a virgin at age 7 after she's been somebody else's slave, it's a couple thousand. The humanity, isn't it awesome? But no one's going to go to Libya and start screaming about slavery. I wonder why. Have you ever thought about this in a very logical way? Let's put our critical thinking hats on, shall we? because you're not going to be able to shame the Libyans into giving up resources. White people, you can shame all day long, and they will cower down, and they will back up in a corner, and they will be ashamed for something they didn't do. Because somebody else they didn't know did something else to somebody else that they didn't know. So you can shame white people and get things. That's what it's all about, guys. It's trying to use white guilt to get resources. So the next time you hear someone bring up slavery or colonialism or the Crusades, now don't listen to me about my facts, go check it out yourself. It's very interesting when you read books that are actually from 12th century, 13th century, about what was going on in the world. Very different than we think it would be. It was a brutal place to be. But we just don't understand that today. Because rich people were not, a king didn't have it as good as a poor person does today in America. And that ain't no joke. Because they didn't have anything. They just had a little bit more nothing. They had an army. They would just take food from other people. That's where the serf concept came up. They were landowners. But there wasn't a lot of resources or money. It was a rough time to be alive. But if you start looking in history and you start listening to what's being spouted today as wisdom, it very rarely matches up. And when you get to the base of everything, it's because white people are the only ones that will allow you into shaming them, into abusing them more or taking their stuff. You can see it right now in Europe. Sweden, highest rape per capita in the world. And if you even bring up that it was a Muslim immigrant that did the raping, you would be ostracized from your community, if not fired from your job. White guilt is a powerful thing if you allow it to be. See, I have no white guilt. None. Zero white guilt. Because I haven't done anything to be guilty of. So if you're going to come to me and try to shame me and to get resources out of me, or a lower price on a product, or I've got to hire somebody because of their color of their skin, and you're thinking white guilt's going to get it, you got to have a rough time of that. Because I don't have white guilt at all. Because I understand during the time period in history, everybody in the world was pretty much dirtbags in today's views. I hope we never see anything like that again. Hopefully we've evolved from somewhat of a society where we don't, at least us, we don't go back to stuff like that. Because one human owning another human deserves a bullet in the brain pan. Because that's psychopathic. I mean, that's just being a psycho to think that you've got a right to buy another human being. I'm sorry. But because of ancestors that I had no control over, did stuff, yeah, no white guilt whatsoever, none. Colonialism from one side to the other. So what are you going to get on the... Is it the African tribe that took over the other African tribe, or the Muslims that took over most of Europe and in Africa several times, by the way? Is that what you're going to be upset about and ask for reparations? Oh, no. When is the last time that you talked about Native Americans, which I am part of, thank you very much, so I can say this without any retribution from anybody that I'll take crap from. When is the last time you heard about Native Americans in the slave trade of blacks? Ooh. That's not possible. Indians were nature-loving, peaceful beings that would never do that. No, after the Civil War, after the reparations or the abolishment of slavery from the government, which was a government-sponsored ideology, by the way, not individuals, but the government, Cheyenne Indians kept slaves way after that in America. So the last slaveholders actually inside of America were Native Americans. Ooh, should we go after them for reparations? No, because I tell you to go pound sand and they're not going to give you nothing. So let's not worry about that. Let's just worry about shaming some white people into letting us get our way with them. Indians were so nature-loving and peaceful, where we found pits through archaeological studies where they would torture and pipe people at 500 at a time. Now we can look back at that and go, that is so bad. Guys, that's just the way it was. That is just the way it was. Now I'm going to end on this. I'm going to end on a little story that I bet everybody here knows about and why you need to be teaching your kids true history. Why you need to actually understand the history so you can't get white shamed into something or you don't get led down a wrong path. Have we all heard about Count Dracula, the Impaler? Transylvania. Used to put people on pikes. He was a white guy, by the way. Do you know why he put people on pikes? Guess what? He learned it from the Muslims. You're starting to see a pattern. The most brutal thing that has ever been on the face of the earth. I mean, it is like a cancer. He learned it from the Muslims because for centuries ahead of him doing it, that's what they did to people in battle. They put them up on pikes alive. So I want you to think about what this is. You take a live human being that you capture and you shove a pike right up his bunghole till it goes all the way to you run out of any soft stuff to hit, which is normally around the collarbone or it comes out somewhere around the neck, and you let him die that way. It was a fear tactic. Now, when the Europeans decided to start fighting back, they started using the tactics that the Muslims have taught them to bring fear into the Muslims. But are the Muslims known for piking people? Nope. A white guy. Now see, you may be thinking from the way that I'm saying this that either I'm like really against Muslims, I'm really against what I see as Muslims today. I mean, how else can you come up with anything else? With all the destruction that they're doing around the world, I don't see how you could come up with anything else. Well, there's so many that are peaceful. Yeah, that's what someone told me. But all through history, it's been the same way. Rape, pillage, burn, and steal. All the way since that I know of in history, from about 7500 AD, after death. Yeah, AD. Within 500 years of Muhammad combining Christian and other religions, that's when they started doing everything that you still see they're doing today. So you may think, I'm just anti-Muslim. You know, actually, one of my heroes in life is a guy named Jeff Lawton that's a Muslim that's in permaculture. So he confuses me to death when it comes to this. So it's not that, really. Or you may think that I'm a white supremacist. Which, if you actually knew me, you would realize pretty quick that that's a joke. Now, I do believe in character. I believe in someone being judged on whatever it is that they do on a day-to-day basis, how they carry themselves, whether if it's a good person or not. I don't think white people are better than any other little brown people anywhere. So it's not a white supremacy thing. But what I am sick of is people telling me that I'm evil because I am white. Which in any logical way of looking at that means that who's ever telling you that is a racist. So you can take this rant for whatever you want, but I highly suggest that if you're ever going to talk to anybody about slavery, crusades, or colonialism, if you actually know the history that you weren't taught in school because it wasn't anti-white. See, is that right? Anti-white, so it would be. It wasn't any type of, how about just the way it was? Not even pro-white or anti-white, just the way it was. That way you can sit there and you can have a conversation with somebody that they're not going to want to be around you very long. Because most people that start saying stuff like that have an agenda. And the last thing someone has that as agenda is they're dislike a thug that's looking for an easy victim. When they realize you're not an easy victim, they're going to skedaddle on out of there and go trying to find another sucker somewhere they can take advantage of. The few times that I've had conversations with people about slavery or colonialism, it usually lasted about 2 minutes. Because it was very clear that they were very ignorant about what they were talking about, and I wasn't going to back down one single inch because I've never been part of any of it. Just my thoughts of the week, guys. Take it or leave it. Chew on it a little bit. Think about it. But I really suggest you teach your kids what real history is, because I guarantee you they have no idea.